Researchers at the University of Rochester are publishing a study they say supports a link between environmental toxins and weakened immune systems getting passed down from generation to generation. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Paige Lawrence runs a lab at the University of Rochester Medical Center. She says the results of the study could help explain why some people are more vulnerable to the flu than others. The project started with mice.
We got mice, we let them get pregnant, and while they were pregnant, we exposed them to very teeny tiny amount of dioxin, one part per billion.
Dioxins are a type of pollution that's toxic to both people and mice. The researchers also had a set of mice that they didn't expose to dioxins. Then they tracked both groups of mice for three generations.
I guess the mouse equivalent of great-grandchildren.
And they exposed all of those great-grandchildren to the flu virus. Lawrence says the great-grandchildren of the mice exposed to dioxin got a lot sicker than the mice whose great-grandparents were not exposed to the chemical. In other words, having a great-grandparent who was exposed to environmental toxins could result in future generations having weaker immune systems too. Lawrence says we can't make a one-to-one comparison between mice and humans, but she says there are some strong parallels in our immune systems.
The little army of cells that we make when we have an infection, they're very similar in mice and people. They share similar molecules that regulate how those cells get activated, how they go out and do their job.
Lawrence says she hopes her research will encourage policymakers to consider future generations when they set rules around pollution standards today. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.